Local AI speech speed and accuracy leap optimizations in local speech AI continue to accelerate. A major update to Chatterbox TTS text-to-speech now delivers up to threefold inference speed increases on consumer GPUs, notably the NVIDIA 3090, with non-batch speedups of 2 to 4x. The author achieved this by compiling the generation step with torch.compile and targeting CUDA graphs, which avoids the complexity of dependencies like Triton and MSVC. Memory bottlenecks are further alleviated by shifting to BFloat 16 precision, dropping VRAM usage to roughly 2.5 gigabytes. Other improvements include aggressive caching, prevention of CUDA synchronizations, and type mismatch fixes that allow for reliable half-precision execution. The result? Local TTS that runs faster, uses less memory, and can saturate the GPU more effectively, provided the CPU and Python environment don't become the new bottleneck. This also integrates smoothly into the TTS web UI as an extension, but with a caveat, Torch compilation must happen as the first generation step due to PyTorch's multi-threading limitations. On the transcription side, a new native macOS app leverages OpenAI's Whisper models to provide accurate, fully local speech-to-text, STT, with no external dependencies or cloud calls. This tool runs directly on Apple's Neural Engine, aiming to surpass macOS's built-in dictation in both speed and accuracy. It's open source, free, and requires no sign-up. There's also a forward-looking plan to pair Whisper with small local language models, 3B or 8B parameters, for voice command execution, enabling hands-free system interactions like opening apps or batch renaming files. Meanwhile, voice data extraction also sees a boost. A new version of a speech dataset creation tool now integrates Bandit V2, a source separator that can extract voices from cinematic audio and upgrade speaker verification models for improved accuracy. While not flawless, the results are reportedly much improved, particularly for building clean datasets from movies or noisy environments. Reasoning beyond tokens, Grail and latent coat. A growing movement in language model research focuses on breaking the language bottleneck, the inefficiency of reasoning strictly in discrete word tokens. A recent survey post, Thinking Without Words, traces the evolution from early latent chain of thought, COT methods, like STAR and implicit COT, up through more advanced techniques such as COCONUT, CCOT, and HCOT. These approaches aim to let models reason in continuous latent spaces rather than stepwise over tokens, promising faster, more parallelizable inference and potential for emergent algorithmic behavior. The centerpiece is the proposed Grail transformer architecture, which introduces a recurrent depth core for on-demand reasoning, learnable gates between word embeddings and hidden states, and a latent memory lattice for parallel hypothesis tracking. The training pipeline is curriculum-guided, starting with standard COAT, then shifting to hybrid and difficulty-aware refinement. Importantly, the design includes interpretability hooks, scheduled reveals, and sparse probes to make the latent reasoning process inspectable. This paradigm challenges the dominance of token-based reasoning in LLMs, suggesting that models could move beyond the limitations of language itself. The field is still experimental, but if successful, these methods could yield models that think more like humans, reasoning in concepts and gradients, not just words. Interactive AI learning and context windows. For those eager to understand the nuts and bolts of language model internals, the Attention by Hand web tool offers an interactive playground for practicing the core attention mechanism underlying transformers. Users can manually step through the scaled dot product attention calculation, inputting values for queries, keys, and values, and observing how softmax weighting and matrix multiplications yield context-aware outputs. The initiative promises future modules for building neural networks, CNNs, RNNs, and diffusion models from scratch, making the math behind AI accessible, not just theoretical. Meanwhile, practical limitations of running large language models locally remain a hot topic. Users with 24 gigabyte VRAM GPUs are hunting for models that can process entire documents, 10,000 to 15,000 words, without cumbersome pagination. The consensus? While some models now offer extended context windows, true long context summarization and analysis at this scale is still pushing the limits of hardware and model architecture. Token management, memory optimization, and smarter summarization strategies are key areas for improvement. Section, GitHub RAG and Model Context Protocol, MCP ecosystem expands. The Model Context Protocol, MCP, is quietly becoming a backbone for AI-powered development and security workflows. Several recent projects showcase the versatility of MCP servers. A new GitHub RAG MCP server provides a tailored alternative to Git ingest, allowing developers to use natural language to search code and documentation across any GitHub repository from any IDE. This natural language interface lowers the barrier for codebase exploration, integrating seamlessly into established toolchains. The MCP Feedback Enhanced project focuses on feedback-driven development, offering both a native desktop app using Tori for cross-platform support and a web UI. It adapts to local, SSH remote, and WSL environments, guiding AI agents to confirm user intent before executing potentially disruptive actions. The emphasis is on consolidating multiple tool calls into a single feedback-oriented request, reducing costs and improving development efficiency. In cybersecurity, Trend Micro's Vision 1 MCP server enables natural language interaction between LLMs and security APIs, automating alert interpretation, workflow management, and configuration of security tools. It runs locally, never exposed to the network, with read-only defaults and clear warnings about sensitive data handling. The integration with Visual Studio Code aims to streamline deployment for security teams. Together, these projects highlight MCP as a flexible bridge between AI models, user intent, and complex systems, whether for code, documentation, or security data. The focus is shifting from isolated chatbots to deeply integrated, context-aware agents operating inside developer and analyst workflows. Automation platforms and AI integration. Workflow automation continues to converge with AI. The N8N platform now boasts over 400 integrations, native AI capabilities, including LangChain support, and a Faircode license for self-hosting. Technical teams can combine visual no-code flows with custom JavaScript or Python, bringing LLMs into the heart of their automation pipelines while maintaining full control over data and deployment. On the safety front, upgrading AI guardrails can introduce unexpected friction. Users report that moving from version 0.11.0 to 0.4.0 of NVIDIA's NeMo guardrails, a toolkit for constraining LLM outputs in Azure OpenAI environments, now triggers errors related to missing API keys and configuration validation. The error highlights a common pain point, breaking changes in fast-moving AI infrastructure, often with sparse documentation. The lesson is clear. AI ops teams must remain vigilant for subtle shifts in dependency requirements and environment variables. Local AI-powered games, persistent agents, and smart contexts. AI is finding new life in local gaming. A recent text adventure project uses Llama to host persistent AI agents, each with their own personality, memory, and conversation context that survives between sessions. The game world is structured as a file system. Folders represent locations, and JSON files define agents and items. Adding a new NPC is as simple as dropping a file in the right folder. Agent memory and conversation histories are persistently stored, with context compression triggered automatically as token limits approach. The game runs entirely offline, no external API calls, ensuring privacy and full control. Dual LLMs are used, a larger Qwen 3.8b model for main dialogue and a smaller Qwen 3.4b model for summarizing context when memory must be compressed. Agent contexts remain isolated but can share experiences within the same location, yielding emergent behaviors. This architecture points toward a future where local, persistent AI agents can inhabit games, simulations, or even productivity tools without cloud dependencies. Fast distilled text-to-video and 3D generation progress. Text-to-video and text-to-3D generation are rapidly advancing toward practicality. The WAN 2.1, T2V, Fortinb, Step Distill, CFG Distill model demonstrates that high-quality video can be generated with as few as 4 or 8 inference steps, thanks to a bidirectional distillation process that eliminates the need for classifier-free guidance. This reduces generation time substantially while maintaining output quality. The model is built on the WAN 2.1 T2V Fortinb foundation, with training and inference code designed for efficient, extensible use. Quantized model variants and integration with frameworks like ComfyUI further reduce resource requirements. On the 3D front, Tencent's Hunyuan 3D 2.1 builds on the trend of scaling diffusion models for high-resolution, textured 3D asset generation. The framework supports both text-to-3D and image-to-3D workflows, leveraging advances from projects like TriPost-G, Dynov2, and Stable Diffusion. The result is a unified, open research platform for creating detailed, textured 3D models from simple prompts or images, a leap for gaming, simulation, and virtual reality content pipelines. Security audit and software engineering insights. Security and software engineering best practices remain foundational. The Open Source Technology Improvement Fund released a comprehensive security audit of Ruby on Rails, identifying 7 findings, 1 high, 6 low, and 6 hardening recommendations. The audit, conducted by X41DSec with support from GitLab, found that Rails' security posture has improved, reflecting a mature and engaged community. Custom threat modeling and manual code review supplemented automated tooling and fuzzing, though the report notes some areas remain out of scope due to project size. In the world of systems programming, a new Rust implementation of the Z-standard seekable format, Zeekst, brings efficient random access to large compressed archives. By splitting data into independently compressed frames, Zeekst enables decompressing only the necessary section of an archive, crucial for big data workflows and cloud storage. Finally, a cautionary tale from the Java world. Virtual threads, while promising massive concurrency improvements, can quickly turn a fast web crawler into a memory bomb if not managed carefully. The lesson is classic. Every performance gain comes with trade-offs, and engineering is the art of balancing speed, safety, and maintainability. 0-1 laws in phylogenetic trees, theoretical advances. A recent research paper addresses a fundamental question in the mathematics of phylogenetic trees. As the number of leaves grows, does the fraction of trees containing a fixed pattern approach 1 or 0? The authors provide 2 proofs, combinatorial and branching process-based, showing that for any fixed pattern, the fraction goes to 1 as the tree size increases. While technical, these 0-1 laws have broad implications for evolutionary biology, language evolution, and network theory, offering a rigorous foundation for understanding the ubiquity of certain structures in large, complex systems.